From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Federal authorities have arrested more than 30 people as part of a major corruption and international money laundering conspiracy probe. Those in custody include two mayors, a state assemblyman, and several rabbis in New York and New Jersey. From member station WBGO, Doug Doyle reports.
The mayors of Hoboken and Secaucus and State Assemblyman Daniel Van Pelt are among the public officials arrested this morning by FBI agents in connection with the money laundering and corruption probe that includes rabbis in the Syrian Jewish communities of Deal and Brooklyn. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Hoboken Mayor Peter Camerano, Secaucus Mayor Dennis Elwell, Jersey City Council President Mariano Vega, Jersey City Deputy Mayor Leona Baldini, and others were led into the FBI building in Newark to face charges. The federal prosecutor says the arrests are a result of a two-year probe. Agents also raided some religious institutions to make arrests and collect information. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
President Obama will hold a town hall meeting in Cleveland today to shore up support for his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. From member station WKSU in Kent, Karen Schaefer reports.
Mr. Obama will first take a private tour of the Cleveland Clinic, a place he's praised for providing high-quality care at costs below the national norm. Then he'll take questions from local residents at a nearby suburban high school. Along with national polls, recent state polls show the president's approval rating is slipping, due in large part to the economy. Political analyst John Green of the Bliss Institute says the president will be looking to strengthen support for his health care agenda.
Northeastern Ohio is an area that's had a lot of short-term economic problems with the current recession, but also long-term economic decline, including many people who have lost access to health insurance.
Republicans and some Democrats are balking at the estimated $1 trillion price tag to overhaul health care. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.
The National Association of Realtors said today that sales of previously owned homes rose last month for the third month in a row. Sales were up 3.6%. Prices are expected to keep falling well into next year because of a backlog of foreclosures. This morning, several major companies reported their earnings for the second quarter of this year. Bristol Myers Squibb posted a 29% jump in profits due to higher sales of drugs such as Plavix that prevents blood clots. AT&T reported its earnings fell 15% in the second quarter. And the largest package delivery company in the world, UPS, said its second quarter income fell 44 cents a share from 85 cents a share 1 year ago. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 144 points at 90.26. The Nasdaq is up 30 at 19.57. This is NPR News. Lawmakers in California are to begin work today on a budget compromise designed to end the state's fiscal crisis. California has been issuing IOUs instead of checks to vendors, and state employees have been furloughed 3 days a month, equivalent to a 14% pay cut. Heavy rains triggered a landslide in southwest China today. Officials say at least 4 people are dead, another 53 people are missing. Flooding and landslides often accompany summer rains in China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The landslide hit during torrential rains early this morning. China's Civil Affairs Ministry identified the casualties as workers at the Changheba hydropower plant in Sichuan Province's Kangding County. 3 other workers were injured, and emergency workers rescued nearly 100 people trapped by the landslide. Kangding, or Dartsado in Tibetan, is perched on the eastern edge of the Tibetan Plateau and has long been a melting pot of Chinese and Tibetan cultural influences. It harvests hydropower from rivers cascading off the plateau. The landslide cut roads, felled power lines, and blocked a river, which then swelled into a lake. The Civil Affairs Ministry said several dozen local residents were evacuated from the area. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Also in China, rescuers are trying to reach 23 coal miners trapped by flooding that were stranded underground early this morning. One miner escaped. Torrential rains have triggered floods and landslides in southern Japan. Officials say 8 people have been killed, including 5 elderly residents of a nursing home. 9 other people are missing. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.